to the old familiar markers of the mercies I have known. I know it may sound simple, but it's more than a cliche. There's no other way to say it than this.
Come to the last session, and the day goes so fast, doesn't it? Those of you who go to this church, I know what it takes to put a ladies' meeting together. It takes a lot of work. Food doesn't just appear, decor doesn't just appear, and all these things, it doesn't just happen. So thank you all for what you have done. Let's thank them. Then they do a good job. It's good. What we must not miss is that we come together for a purpose. Now, how many of you have clothes waiting to wash or iron when you get home? You have something to do when you get home? Me too. I tell you, I left quite a mess, actually. I'm embarrassed, but nobody's coming because somebody's fixing lunch for me tomorrow. Isn't that good? A lady called and said, can I fix lunch for you tomorrow? And I said, yes, you can. Been gone today and all week. Yes, you can. But that's how the Lord takes care of us, isn't it? So don't think that you've come for no reason. You've come for a reason. Now, you can't take home everything. It's like me going to Israel. You know, every day was my favorite day. You know what I mean? That's the way it is. Every day is your favorite day. Well, you're not going to take home everything, but you can take home something. You see, if we as ladies would change one thing, whatever that is, it would make a difference in our lives. Well, I want to talk to you briefly this afternoon about a subject. What's my load? What is my load? That's what we're going to talk about today. Our daily responsibilities and what God has given me, what God has given you. Now, He gives us all, each one of us, a different load. You see, we can carry different amounts of things. God doesn't put the same burdens or the same blessings on everyone. He chooses the load that we carry, except for we choose whether or not we carry the load. I can say many times a week, oh yes, I'll be happy to help you. You ever told someone that? And you mean it with all your heart. I will be happy to help you. But the truth is, I do like to help people, but I cannot help everyone today. You understand that? I would be glad to go home with each one of you and help you wash and fold clothes today. But when I get home and my husband doesn't have anything for next week, have I carried my load or yours? Now that's a practical way to open up, to ask yourself these questions. Number one, what has God given me? And the second question, what have I given myself? We each one of us have different personalities. Now, women are known for we're right. Do you think you're right? I mean, sometimes I don't think I'm right. I know I'm right. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm right. When my husband asks maybe he does something or whatever, and I tell him, well, this would be a better way. I know it's a better way, right? I mean, we really know some things, but it's how we say it and all those things that get us into so much trouble. God made us that way. The funny thing is, that's a joke around the world. And I think God made men one way. And God made women that we know a lot of things. We have antennas out everywhere, and we believe we're right. The other day, to illustrate this, I've been praying about this certain thing. And I won't go into it, but I've been praying about this certain thing and asking the Lord about it. And I feel like that the Lord just gave me this answer. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like this is it. So then I prayed about when to tell my husband. You ever done that? Like, when should I tell him, Lord? And you know, okay, so then I didn't hear it audibly, but I would like to believe I did. Now's the time, Sharon. And so we're both in good mood, so I figure that I will do this. So I begin the process. I mean, I even had tears, ladies. Now, if you have tears, it's real, right? No, I had tears. I mean, I shared my soul with him. And you know what he said? He listened through the whole thing. And he said, thank you for trusting me. And I said, well, I do trust you. And he said, well, thank you for that. That was it. And I said, you know what? I was trying to carry a load that wasn't mine. My load for this particular thing was to pray. But my load was not to share. If God wanted him to think that way, God would have told him. But I felt like I talked myself into this prayer, this answer. And I took on a load, and I was heavily burdened about it, when my load was only to pray about the matter. And the Lord so heavily revealed to me that day, and I chuckled at it, and I've never brought it up anymore, and haven't even told him I learned a lesson from it. I'm just like letting it go because I don't want to admit I was wrong, right? He might think I'm wrong. No, he thinks he knows that, right? What is our load? There's a couple in the Bible that I want to bring to our attention. You'll know them well. Their names are Abraham and Sarah. Now, God had blessed them pretty much. They had everything. They had a lot of stuff. And he had herds and cattle and all these things. But the one thing that Sarah wanted, she didn't have. What was that? A child. Now, for the sake of time, I'm going to reference the story and not read you the whole story. But this is another devotional day I'd like for you to journal. Genesis chapter 12, chapter 15, and these verses. Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 says, I will make of thee a great nation. How are we going to do that, Lord? This woman intuition thinks. See, Sarah probably did the same thing I did. She figured it out. Genesis 15, verse 3, and Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. So, Lord, how am I going to do this? Is it going to come through Eliezer, verse 2 asks, seeing I go childless? Or how's this going to happen? Well, I believe when God said, don't worry about it, Abraham, that Abraham didn't worry about it. But he married a wife. And women try to take things on and fix it. We carry loads that are not ours. And this is what Sarah did. So verse 5 says, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said, so shall thy seed be. Verse 6, and he believed in the Lord and counted him for to him for righteousness. Abraham said, Lord, I don't know how you going to do this, but I believe you, God. You are going to make me a great nation. I don't know how. I don't know what it means. Have you ever thought something's going to happen? You've heard, but you don't know how it's going to happen. Sure. Well, in Bible days, they didn't have the Bible to read. God just spoke to them, and he had to figure it out. Well, Abraham was a man of God. And how he was going to be the father of all nations, he couldn't figure it out, but he believed God. But he married the woman. And the woman said, how can this be? Her emotions were up and down. There may be somebody in here that's always wanted a child and not had one. Or you may know someone like that. And we become consumed with that. Consumed. Women will pay thousands and thousands of dollars to try to have a baby because inside of us, God put the desire to have our own seed and to have it now. We believe we know the timing, but Lord, I've got to have the energy to keep up with these little babies. I've got to be able to do this and do that. And God, I don't have a baby. And she's begging God for a baby. Her heart is broken. This is the desire of her heart. And it doesn't happen. And it doesn't happen. If you are beyond your child-rearing years, would you think it was over for you? I don't believe I'm going to have a baby anytime soon. If I do, pick me up. Why? Because I'm beyond my child-rearing years. I know that. I have proof of that. You understand that, lady. Well, Sarah's doing what any normal woman. What we forget is this Bible is full of normal people. They're no different than you and me, except for they lived in the day when the Bible was written. They're no different. She had emotions. She was up and down. And she did just what I did in my example. She plotted. Under the name of prayer, I bet she had prayed thousands of times about this. But then she thought, oh God, I bet I know what you're doing. Hagar and me are one, right? Because that's the way slaves were in those days. She's my handmaid. We are one. Oh, that's what you're telling me. Oh, I'm so excited. Well, I can't tell Abraham. I've got to pray. And maybe she prayed 6 months. I don't know. Maybe she prayed a day. I don't know. But she prayed. And I've got a feeling she prayed a while. And she'd say, I'm going to tell him today. Oh, that wasn't a good time. She didn't think about the consequences. She didn't think about the fact that she was carrying a load that was not hers, and that load was going to carry with her for a lifetime. She didn't know we would be reading about her in this book. She was normal. She lived in that day. She was married to a man that had a lot of authority and sat at the gate. And what a story that is, if you could see the gates. We just came from Israel, and oh my goodness, I so see the picture of the gate now. It's amazing. So, Genesis 16, verse 1. Now Sarah, Abram's wife, bare no children, and she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abram, behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my handmaid. Now, had the Lord restrained her from bearing, or had he just not allowed her to bear yet in his time? See, our time is not God's time. Now, I don't think necessarily someone at 99 years old is going to bear anymore. But God says this is a principle here. Trust me. Go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarah. How many times has your husband listened to you? I remember years ago, we talked ourselves into buying some land. We had a little house. We had three children. It was 10 and a half miles away from the church, and the gas money and, you know, all the things. Gas was real expensive. And we got our income tax back that was exactly the down payment for the land. Well, wasn't that God? And I convinced my husband of that. So we bought the land. And our house did not sell. The deal was, because we knew the person, if your house doesn't sell and you can't do it, I'll buy it back. We lost interest and that kind of thing. But he bought the land back. The week after he bought the land back, our house sold. You know why? I thought it was prayer. It was just the answer. But God said, Sharon, you talked your husband into that. That's not best for you. And down the road, I saw so clearly that God, he didn't have a new house for me. He didn't have land. But he had a house, an house that was a wreck that I don't have time to go into, right behind our church, waiting for us. So if a car broke down, I could walk through the woods. What much better plan was than that? God knows. And Sarah took on a load. We know the story of how Hagar conceived. And once Abraham slept with her, I've got a feeling now he has a wife. And so that has to happen more times. He didn't plan on that, ladies. His wife talked him into this. We have influence. Do you know we have influence? And we carry loads oftentimes that are not our loads to carry. Isaiah 55, verse 8, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. So these points, and we'll move on. Number one, saying yes or no is often determined by comparison thoughts. I want to compare myself. I want to compare this with this. That's what Sarah was doing. She was comparing. Well, my goodness, Hagar, and it could be my child. She can have a child still. She's young. I cannot. This has got to be right. She compared, but saying yes or no to what God wants us to carry in our lives is not done by comparison thoughts. Okay, number two, carry your own load. Carry your own load. Now, you say, well, I tried. Me too. I am many times, I even said this to my husband again this week. I probably said, it's probably like, you told me that before. You know how our men are. What does God give me and what I give myself? I can't discern sometimes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Sometimes we have such a heart and we just want to help everybody. And then I get home at Saturday night at 10 o'clock and I'm fixing dinner because I gave my whole Saturday away and I'm fixing lunch for the next day because I gave my whole day away when I could have been preparing better, maybe or possibly. So we compare. We're like, oh no. Well, you know, this person is already doing all that. Well, if I say no, then my goodness, they might forget about me. You ever thought that? We might not admit it, but I bet we have. Oh, the preacher's wife asked me to do this one thing, and if I say no to her, even though really right now I really couldn't do it, and I think you ought to say yes when you can. I'm not saying turn down life so that you'll be by yourself. I'm saying, what does God have for you? We don't make our decisions by comparing. Well, this lady gets everything. I finally got this one little opportunity. I better say yes, because if I don't, I'll never get another opportunity, right? What does God have for us to carry our own load? Yes, this is my wagon. I put my little cute kids in this wagon. It's empty right now. Now, well, it's full of kids. It's a crazy thing. You know, it's heavy going up the hill. God said to me, Sharon, I want you to take this box for me up the mountain. I said, God, I can do that. I would love, thank you for asking me. You want me to carry this up the mountain for you, God? Yes, Sharon, I've given you this responsibility. Now, don't tip the wagon. Take care of it, because this came from me. This is a gift from me, but I want you to take it up the mountain and deliver it. Would you do that? Oh, God, I'd love to. Thank you so much. So here I go. Oh, you got to take your shoes off to do this, right? Singing as I go, la-da-da. Oh, God asked me for a job, and I'm doing, oh, this isn't bad. God, this is good. This is really good. I mean, Lord, I don't even feel tired, and I'm almost to the top, but I don't feel Jesus loves me. This I know. That was the wrong tune. Up we go. Singing as we go. Happy, excited. Why? Because God asked me to do something. Now, he may give us four or five things to do. I understand that. But for the sake of illustration, I'm going to take this one thing. Now, I need help to get this wagon down to the floor. So, one of you help me. Please. Come on down. I want everybody to see the wagon. Okay. I'm going along my journey. Now, you've got to follow me, okay? You've got to follow me. Listen carefully. Do you mind if I take my shoes off? Okay, they're off. Oh, good. Why don't we go barefoot? Well, who invented shoes? Who invented shoes? You are right. You are so right. You are so right. I wore flip-flops for 10 days over it with the pad and some of the bottom so I could be really comfortable. It's hot over there, and I can't hardly keep my shoes on now. Okay, so think about your load. I want you to think about what God has given me. I am so excited. And off I go on my journey. And I say, well, hello, how are you?
Doing well.
You doing good today? What are you doing today?
I'm going to ladies' conference.
You are?
Spend time with some of my church people.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, did you have to leave stuff behind?
I did.
You did? What was it?
That's my baby boy.
Oh, no. I'd be glad to care for him today. Could I help you? I just have this one thing to deliver for the Lord. Would you like me to do that for you? Okay. Now, you're getting it. Oh, I love this. I'm so glad, so excited. I get to do two things for God today. Oh, this is so good. Now we're coming along the way and we're going, oh, well, hello, how are you today? Good. What are you up to today? Yes, it's beautiful. Was there something that you left by the way that was just burdened that I know there's a lot going on? Could I help you do something today? What would that be?
Pack.
Get
ready to go on a trip.
Oh, I could help you. Would you like me to do that? You know what? I've got the perfect suitcase. Could I bring it over to you?
Certainly.
Yeah, well, I will do that. And then I'll be glad to help you to pack your luggage. Okay, now I need you to add something to the wagon. Okay, it's okay. Hey, just put a songbook in. You can put anything in it. Okay, all right. So here we're going down the trail. Hey, well, hello. How are you today? Good. Could I help you with anything today?
Sure.
What would that be?
Laundry.
Laundry. Well, can I have a load? And I'll take it home. Now, I'll get that done. See, I've got to go up the hill, but as soon as I get back, I will take care of that. Good job. Could I help you with something today?
Yes, I have to fix dinner.
Oh, I love cooking. That's a lie, but I'm pretending. I love it, and I will be glad to do that. So, I'll be right back because I don't want to leave anybody out. There you go. Yes, yes. What can I do for you?
My hot water pipe busted today under the house.
Oh, well, I'm sure my husband wouldn't mind if we paid for it. Well, you know, Visa's good. Yeah, he won't mind. Oh, the leak. I love leaks. No, I will take care of that. Let's see, the schedule. Okay. I'll do it. Okay. Anybody, let's see, who am I going to run into? Kelly, can I help you do something today? I know you have a full plate. You're out of town. You've talked about that. What can I do for you? A pedicure. I'll go with you for that. We'll go together. I'll donate my time. Yes, I would be glad. Yeah, I can rub your feet. I love to rub feet. Not, but we'll pretend. Now then. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. I was doing pretty good, but wait. Let me. I can do this, right? You know, a little knot. You ever get knots in your shoulders when you're really stressed? This is okay. This is good. Oh, it's a little bit heavier than it was. Can I help you with anything?
Oh, yes. I'm going on vacation and my car needs to be washed.
Oh, car washed. You know, if I was out in the sun, I love the sun. Oh, I'll get a little sun. Maybe I should. Would 6 o'clock today be too late? I know that's like right before dusk. Before Monday. Okay, I'll try to get that in. Okay, well, that would be great. I will be glad to do it. Thank you so much. Anybody else here that I could help you with? Laundry. You ladies are all laundry. I get it. I know it. And I'm going to be coming back around wanting you to take my laundry. Could I help you with something today, ma'am? Oh, I'll be glad to. Come on, because here, it's not full. Come right here. Right here. No, I want you right here. Come on over. Now, the only thing I'm going to ask is don't drag your feet. Because you know how those women are. They drag their feet. Oh. I don't think there's a problem with me driving too fast. Carry my own. Lord, why did you give me so much to do today? Lord, you know there's only 24 hours in a day. We're going to make a big turn, so hang on. Lord, signal. There's only 24 hours in my day, Lord. Everybody else is home watching their favorite show right now, and I haven't even made it to the top of the mountain yet. I wonder why God did this to me. He is really, I thought he loved me, but I can't seem to, Lord, and now I'm in tears because God did this to me. Did God do this to me? But I was singing on my way this morning. Thank you so much. You can claim your stuff in just a minute, okay? Nobody's going to take it. This morning I was singing on my way. I was happy. I was not overloaded. Everything was good. But what happened? I collected baggage. You and I as women collect baggage. Now, there's two extremes, and I want you to listen carefully. You just saw one extreme. The other extreme is over here, sitting in my house, and the preacher's wife comes up to you and says, could you help me to get this ladies' conference ready? I really, all I need somebody to do is to just make the sandwiches. No, I really can't do that. You know, Saturday's my day. I won't be able to go. No. Do you see this extreme? Now, my problem with giving this talk is this extreme. This is not a good extreme to be at. But neither is this a good extreme to be at. Because it's great to wash cars and to carry people places. But not if you were supposed to carry the person and I was supposed to take the box up the hill. Or maybe God put one of you in my path that I should have added. But not everybody. Remember this morning we scanned that passage about ministries and gifts? What has God given you? What is your load? Are you doing that load? See, we compare ourselves to others, and because of that, we do not carry our own load. See, when you're considering your load, you've got to consider your time. How much time do I have? Now, I don't have children in my home. My babies are grown. So I can do some things for people that you girls with a van and three car seats can't take three ladies to the grocery store in one vehicle. You understand that? And I'm trying to make an extreme for you to understand that. You've got to have the right time to do. You've got to have the ability. The blind that need to take the blind down the street. For instance, if someone needed help to sign up for some kind of housing, if you don't know how to do that or how to figure it out, don't go volunteer to do what you don't know how to figure out to do. I remember a lady years ago, there's the sweetest lady in our church. She's with Jesus now. She died with cancer. But this other lady, her husband had died, and she said, oh, I just believe Donna will be able to help me to put flowers on the altar. Sometimes people do that, you know, in memory of someone. And so she bought $150 worth of flowers and gave them to Donna. And Donna couldn't say no. Oh, I'll be glad to do anything I can for you, she said. So when we got there that Sunday morning, there was a vase and the flowers were stuck down into it. And the lady was all disappointed. But the thing was that Donna didn't know how to arrange flowers. She just took on whatever was given her. And she did her best to put a yellow here and a yellow here and a red here and a red here. But she didn't know how to arrange flowers, and the lady was disappointed. She took something on her plate that was not her. She didn't have the ability. So my time, my ability, my money. Now, I offered to pay for several things along the way. And when I get home, my husband's going to be really upset with me. You know why? Because we're not rich. Now, God may say to us, hey, buy that person's meal. They serve the armed forces, and you know, this is a time, let's take care of them, or let's take care of that elderly's groceries today, or let's. But I just, out of the frivolousness of my speech, said, well, yes, I'll give you a pedicure, I'll wash your car, I'll pay for this, I'll do that. So, we got to consider our money. Can I afford it? My passion. I love this. Do I feel tired when I think about it? Now, you say, I feel tired when I think about any of this. Well, that's not the kind of tired I'm talking about. Years ago, we had a bulletin board that secretaries had to keep going. And I thought I would quit my job if I had to do that bulletin board one more time. Because I'm not a teacher. I'm not talented that way. I don't know how to cut things out. And it took me what it would take a teacher an hour or two. It took me 2 days. Why? It made me tired. I honestly think I would have quit my job. So as soon as I became the pastor's wife and I had the authority, you know what I did? I took down every bulletin board in the hallway. There is not a bulletin board in our hallways at our church because it is not my passion. No more bulletin boards for me or you. My season of life, it might be the right thing to do, but it might not be the right time. Yes, God wanted Sarah to have a baby, but the season wasn't right. What does God have for you? And then 4, identify unrealistic expectations. You see, Sarah talked herself into this plot, and it was unrealistic. She didn't think about her husband had slept with another woman, and now that's what bonds a couple. She missed that. What are we missing, ladies? We must think and figure out, what does God have on my plate? Will this affect me in 10 years? This is the question I like to ask myself. How will this affect me in 10 years? I call it the 10-year principle. Am I forcing things to fit? I forced things, didn't I? By the end, I didn't have what I needed. Proverbs 2:10. Let's end with this verse. Turn to Proverbs chapter 2. And we're going to end here for the sessions for this day. Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 10. And this will help you. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. You want to do what God has for you? You may be like the lady that Kelly just talked about that had to just get up in the morning and then just eat her breakfast and then just do the next thing. God may not reveal everything. He may not reveal your future, but there is a future in what you are doing today. It will affect you, the outcome. So, ladies, we must use wisdom, and we must use our time as God wants us to use it. So ask yourself, what's my load? Am I loaded with the right things? Am I loaded with things that's pleasing to God? I wish I could give you a list and say, do this, this, and this. Do this, this, and this. Oh, two things back there. Oh, five things. Oh, four things. Wish I could. Sometimes I feel guilty because Kelly's load has been so many trials. I'll be honest with you. As we were sitting there and he was singing, God's been good. I'm thinking, Kelly's having to sing the same song I am. Right now, that's not the load God has given me. But if it were, it would be my responsibility in my load to praise him anyway, just like she has done. And we forget that. Woe is me. I have so much on my plate. Do you? Are you doing the load God would have you to do? Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. You are so good to us. Lord, will you bring us things and you want us to do the right things with them. You want us to grow spiritually through our trials, through the loads you give us. You want us to be for you a little Jesus on this earth so that people recognize a Christian when they see them, so that people recognize Christians who truly want to serve you with their heart, with their life, with their all. Help us, Lord, to carry our load, the load that you would have for us, and to do it with honor because you gave it to us. Help us not to try to be someone that you wouldn't have us to be. Help us to not compare ourselves with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for your participation in that. And we do want you to get your own stuff, so don't forget your little special treats down in the wagon. Okay, she's asked me to mention our ladies' conference. We have a yearly ladies' conference at our church, Beacon Baptist in Raleigh, and it is November, second weekend in November, 11th and 12th, on the spur of the moment. I couldn't think of it. November 11th and 12th in Raleigh. It begins on Friday night. Registration begins at 3, and the services begin at 6. It'll begin that next morning. Don't hold me to this. I've got the schedule, but maybe 8:30, something like that. And then it goes to about 3. And our speakers this year are Mrs. Linda Wilkerson. She's the pastor's wife at First Baptist in Hammond, Indiana. And Ms. JoJo Moffett. And they will be speaking together. We'll have workshops as well that you'll split off and go to different. You will pick the workshops that you would want to go to. And our theme is love, laughter, and lipstick. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And we would love to have you to attend.
I had her announce that because I had let our ladies know that I'm planning on going. I get to a couple conferences a year that Sharon's in or Kelly, most of the time Sharon. But I've gone to Maryland and that, and it's wonderful because, ladies, ours is very much scaled down. But, you know, it's usually 2 days. And like I told our ladies, I said, I'm going. It's a good thing. I don't think you can ever get enough of it. And with what they do is really neat because they have workshops to where they've got different speakers. I think Mrs. Rabin even speaks at times. And they break it up into different, you know, you can pick where you want to go and what you want to listen to. And I just wanted her to let you know that way if you're interested in it. I know a lot of times ladies are interested in doing this. Raleigh is only 3 hours away. I don't know, my husband always says when I drive it might be 2.5 hours. But, you know, I don't know about Sharon. I think she was kind of speeding out of the parking lot last night. So I think she's probably on the same 2.5. Are you serious? Is it? Really? Okay, maybe I'm mistaken. Oh, that's Durham. Is that what it takes you, Megan? Megan lives... Okay. Maybe I'm thinking of Durham, because Durham is 3. Okay, I'm wrong. Then it's 2 hours I can get there. Sometimes. Okay, then it's 2 hours. That's going 5 over. You go 2, I go 5. Okay. You know, there's that grace. And, oh, now I'm telling my sins, aren't I, Kelly? Okay. Yes, I have a lead foot. It's being controlled. Okay, off that subject. How did we get on that? Okay. Oh, it's not that it's that far. So 2.5 hours is not that far. You would have a hotel expense. You know, they have a cost and different things. Their deadline, I think, is the 10th of this month on getting prizes and a special rate and stuff. But, you know, you can still go. But I just wanted to let you know that our ladies, you know, you need to let me know by next week. But I mean, I'm going. So anyway, we are going to sing 2 last songs just to close out. Let you know what your free gift is. Chick-fil-A. Awesome Chick-fil-A. We have a great Chick-fil-A here. They will do anything and everything for you. Unfortunately, their owner is leaving. So I don't know how that's going to be in the future, but we ended up getting a deal. Everyone will walk out with a card that is for a free salad. For you. They say Cobb salad or grilled market salad. So I don't know if that's the only 2 salads they sell. I don't know. Is that, I think they sell more. I don't know. Whatever it is, you just go ask them. But you are welcome if you want one. Miss Ann and Miss Stacy, I think back there, will have them. Make sure you if you want. But our Chick-fil-A has been really gracious to us in the years, and I hopefully they can keep, we can keep our same rapport with them. But that's for everybody. That's your special gift that we got and for you. Get your Bibles out one last time. Psalms 34:8. Let's sing our theme verse. Actually, wait a minute. No, Miss Kathy, hold on. No. Yeah, let's sing that. We're not going to do. Okay, Miss Kathy, I want you to play the Surely Goodness and Taste and See together. Can you do that? No, I'm just joking. Let's just scrap the second one. We'll do just the theme verse, okay? Let's get your Bibles out, Psalms 34:8, and let's go through this a couple times, just remembering how good God is, okay? Ready? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. One more time, ready? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Ladies, our day has gone by quick. I can't believe it's over. But thank you so much for coming, and we appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your evening. Thank you for taking your time out. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope we were a blessing for you. And have a safe trip back to your houses. And our church ladies, we will see you tomorrow. Okay? Thank you, ladies. You have a good night. Or good afternoon.